Let's stand up and read God's word.
Ephesians 2, verse 8 and
9.
本来你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。还有下一段诗篇。
Psalm 103,
2 to 5. 第二节到第五节，预备，来呀，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。哎，为什么没有英文的？你们都念中文了。All read Mandarin, please. One, two, three. 来，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。他救赎你的命，脱离死亡。仁爱而慈悲为你的冠冕。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。有没有中文的？英文的。
Okay, I'll read. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles.
还有，下面还有诗篇103篇第八节到十四节，我们一起念，我们一起念好吗？预备，来。耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，却有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天立地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。父亲怎样连续他的儿女，耶和华也怎样连续敬畏他的人。因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，求你施恩于我们。
Dear Lord, may you be gracious to us.
让我们有一个感恩的心。
That we will have a thankful heart.
不是一个埋怨的灵。
It's not a grumbling heart.
能够真正的明白什么是恩典。
That we can truly understand what is grace.
什么是奇异恩典。
What is the amazing grace?
祷告奉主名
求。In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们请两个招待把大门就关起来，好吗？好，谢谢。大门关起来，里面的门就可以打开，就通风。好，我们到这个新的地方有很多的适应哈。
So we have a lot of adjustment in this new building.
我就鼓励大家一件事情。
I encourage each one thing.
我们礼拜天早上是十点钟。
On Sunday morning, we Our worship starts at 10 a.m.
我们希望大家九点五十就来。
We hope that you can be here at 9:50.
因为我们在最前面都有一段等候神的时间。
Because in the beginning we have a time of waiting on the Lord.
我们求主给我们一个渴慕的心。
May the Lord give us a heart thirsty and hungry for Him.
我也鼓励大家，我们来的时候坐就除了第一排以外，第二排开始坐起，好吗
？Let's try to fill from the front to the back.
你待会就知道我为什么会邀请你这样做。
In a little bit, I will. You understand why I ask you to do this.
我们人生不是一件容易的事情。
A life is not easy journey.
人生里面有时候好像有不同的季节。
In life, there's different seasons.
有时候是春天。
Sometimes it's spring.
鸟语花香。
It's when the birds sing and the flowers start blooming.
好像这个环境不错。
Seems like the surrounding is good, the environment is nice.
你也蛮开心的。
And you're happy.
后来就来了夏天。
And then comes summer.
天气很热。
It's hot summer.
有时候很困难。
Sometimes it's hard.
到了秋天呢。
Then when the autumn comes.
有时候就有收成的时候。
It's harvest time.
有时候很多事情很顺利。
And many times things go smoothly.
我看到你就知道了。
When I look at you, I know.
你满面春风啊。You look so good.
You look so good.
You look so good.
You look so good like the spring and the wind.
人生里面有时候，人生里面有时候像冬天一样。
But sometimes life is like winter.
是不是啊？
Right.
非常困难。
Very difficult.
那个困难好像你不能跟任何人讲。
Like you cannot share with anyone about your difficulties.
有没有这样的困难呢、啊、
Did you ever experience that?
有的啦。
Yes, you did.
这些人太困难了，连头都不能点。
Sometimes you're so hard, you couldn't even lift up your head.
是不是这样子啊？
Is that right?
有时候我们见到很多人说 How are you today? 你今天好吗？我们怎么说 Fine.
Some people saw you say How are you today? Say fine.
Yeah, 其实你不 fine 的。
But actually you're not fine.
但是没办法，还是要应付一下，是不是
But you have to respond, so you say fine.
因为人生就是这样子。
That's life.
人生很多时候是好像在高峰里面。
哇。Sometimes life is like being on top of the mountain.
哇，什么都顺了。
Everything goes smoothly.
发发发。
It's prosperity, prosperity.
888-888
in Hong Kongese.
Cantonese is prosperity. Speaking people, the reason, you know, the, you see Chinese people always the phone number 888. That's mean prosperity in the Chinese pronounce. Fa, 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 ba, ba, ba. It's very cultural, but it's very powerful. Okay? 所以人生有时候好像诸事都顺，什么都怎么做都好。
Sometimes in life, like everything is just smooth and going well.
我们的感受怎么样
？And how does that affect our feeling?
很高兴啊。
We feel happy.
你知道最高兴的是谁吗
？You know who is the happiest?
就是牧师嘛。
It's the pastor.
一看到你每一个脸都嘿很好啊，牧师怎么样？哈利路亚，赞美主，哎好啊，你什么都不要讲，他都帮你做了。
Because happy, pastor is happiest because he's happy when he sees you happy and when it, whatever service he wants you to do, you happily do it. So no, it makes him happy.
I even didn't ask you, you just do it. Because you are happy.
So you're willing to do service without being asked.
那是好的时候。
That's when it's good.
那还有些时候呢?
How about other times?
在低谷里面。
When you're in your valleys.
根本人都不见。
You disappeared.
根本都看不到。
You disappear, we couldn't even see you.
看到的时候什么样子?
But when we do see you,
那个脸很长啊。
You have long face.
然后很困苦。
And you are in pain.
不是 in pain. 困苦啊, struggling.
You're struggling.
是不是啊?
Is that right?
请你做什么都说,哎呀,牧师,我很想做,但是。
And when we ask you to do something, say, oh, I'd love to, but I can't.
我没有说 I can't, 我说只有 but.
But.
Yeah, accurate, please. Okay.这就是人生了。
That's life.
Amen.
Amen.
所以人生是有变化的。
So in life there are many changes.
所以你要心里要知道有这个智慧。
So in your heart you need to have wisdom.
你要准备 for rainy day.
You need to prepare for the rainy days.
困难的日子永远会在前面。
Difficult days will always be there in the future.
但是圣经里面神告诉我们。
But in the Bible, the Lord told us.
所以我们要常常喜乐。
Yeah, we need to be rejoiced all the time, always.
不住的祷告。
Pray continuously.
只有好事才谢恩。
Only thankful for good things.
圣经是不是这样讲的？
Is that what the Bible says?
他说什么谢恩呢？什么叫做凡事啊？
What does it mean to pray always?
好事坏事都要谢恩。
We need to thank God for good things and bad things.
这个未来的礼拜四是感恩节。
This coming Thursday is Thanksgiving.
我觉得这是一个非常有意义的节日。
I think it's a very meaningful day.
因为它叫做感恩节。
Because it says it's a Thanksgiving day.
我们今天好像很多访客，一下进来又出去啊。
We have a lot of visitors here today.
一下进来又出去，那个，请那个两个招待你们要注意啊，你们在那个呀。有人进来好像都去了错的地方又出去了、啊、好没关系感谢主我们这是一个吸引力的地方很多人进来不过就出去了
okay, praise the Lord, this is our
我是希望他们留下来听我的信息
they go out.
好我讲到哪里、
oh, we need to give thanks for all things.
很奇妙的一件事神要我们不管在什么情况下都要感恩
It's really interesting. God wants us to give thanks in all circumstances.
请问这是为神好还是为我们好
So it's a good for God or good for you when we give thanks in for all circumstances.
其实对神来讲，他没有什么差异，主要是为我们，是不是
Actually, it's good for us.
我就想问大家一个问题
I want to ask.
如果我们在所有情况下都能感恩的时候，我们这个人里面是不是很正面的？
If we can give thanks for all circumstances, then we will be positive all the time.
你的情绪是不是很正面的?
Your emotions will be very positive.
你的情绪正面，你知道会影响你的身体啊。
Do you know your emotions, feelings will affect your body?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible told us.
喜乐的心是良药。
That a joyful heart is a good medicine.
要医治白骨啊。
It's going to heal your bones.
如果你有什么病。
If you have any diseases.
你去看了很多医生都不没有用。
And you went to many doctors and it did not help.
我告诉你一个最后的一个秘方。
I tell you the last secret.
你要感恩。
You need to be thankful.
你开始感恩。
When you start being thankful,
你的整个人会改变。
Your life will be changed.
你改变，你的心就改变。
When your heart is changed,
你的整个身
体都会改变。Your life will be changed. Your body will be changed.
Amen.
Amen.
今天早上
This morning,
我跟大家分享的题目叫做奇异恩典。
I want to share with you the amazing grace.
不是普通的恩典。
It's not an ordinary grace.
是奇异恩典。
It's an amazing grace.
我就想先问一个问题。
I want to first of all, ask your question.
你们有多少人知道恩典是什么意思？
Do you know what does grace mean?
我再要问一个问题。
I want to ask you another question.
你们有多少人知道你们牧师的中文名字叫什么？
Do you know what is your pastor's Chinese name?
啊？赶快介绍给那讲英文的。
Can you share with the English speaking people what pastor's Chinese name is?
我的名字叫什么？
就在这个
bulletin 的正面。
It's on the bulletin. It means understanding grace.
还没有讲吗？到底是你讲还是是翻译？ Grace. 我的中文名字叫做
My Chinese name is
田世恩。
田世恩。
大家都讲一遍好吧？英文不也讲一遍？来，
田
世
恩。
田世恩。田是我的 last name.
田 is my last name.
世恩是什么意思呢？
世恩 means what?
Understanding grace. 就是认识恩典的意思。
It's understanding grace.
那我们现在就要来认识恩典。
So let's understand grace.
到底恩典是什么意思？
What is grace?
最少有两个意思。
There are two meanings.
第一个是不该得的而得的。
To receive what one does not deserve.
我举个例子给你们。
Let me give you an example.
你在学校念书。
When you are studying at school,
你考试就期末考一考就考的就失败了，都没有达到要求。
So you fail at your finals.
照规矩你就应该是当掉了。
So you should flunk.
但是你的老师
But your teacher
看到你很可怜
and was have pity on you.
因为你很努力，但是头脑不是那么好。
You are very diligent studying, but your mind is not that great.
因为你所读的地方都读错了。
Because he studied the wrong thing.
所以他就告诉你应该读什么。
So he told you how to study.
让你再考一遍。
And then you study again. I mean, we take the test.
如果你被当掉了，这是正常的。
If you, it's normal for you to be flunked.
但是如果你再给你考试的机会，这叫恩典。
But if he give you an opportunity to retake the test, that's grace.
懂了吗？
Understand that?
什么是恩典?
What is grace?
你很喜欢开快车。
You love to drive fast cars.
Drive fast.
Oh, you like to drive fast.
然后你在高速公路上。
And you were on the freeway.
就被警察抓到了。
And you were stopped by the police.
照理说。
Naturally.
你应该拿一张。
You should have gotten a ticket.
最少300块。
At least $300.
但是那天不知道怎么回事。
But you don't know what happened that day.
那个警察就是心情特好。
The police was in a good mood.
他就给你 lecture 了一下。
He lectured you a little bit.
然后他就 pardon you, 说这次我就警告你，口头警告，下次不要再开快车啊。
He pardoned you and say, I'll let you go this time. This is a warning. Next time, don't drive fast, too fast.
你拿到300多块的那个罚单。
You got $300 ticket.
那是应该的。
That's what you should have gotten.
口头警告是恩典。
And a verbal warning is grace.
Amen.
Amen.
懂了什么叫恩典了吧？
So you understand what grace is?
就是你不该得的而得到了，叫做恩典。
Grace is receiving what you don't deserve.
请问你们有没有经历过恩典呢？
Have you experienced grace?
有没有？
Have you?
有的举手。
If you have experienced grace, raise your hand.
这非常重要。
This is very important.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
一个人从来没有经历过恩典。
If a person has never experienced grace,
他就不会对人有恩典。
He will not be able to extend grace to others.
同不同意啊？
Do you agree with that?
一个人要对人有恩典是要学来的。
So a person want to be able to give grace, he needs to learn from somewhere.
通常一个人
Usually a person,
在一个很有爱的家里面长大,
if a person grew up in a very loving home,
他的爸爸妈妈非常爱他,
and the parents love him very much,
常常称赞他,
and encourage him, affirm him a lot, praise him a lot.
这样的人长大通常比较有恩典。
This type of person, when he grows up, he has more grace.
一个人如果在一个家庭里面，爸妈一天到晚就骂他。
If a person grew up in a home where the parents yell at him all the time,
或者一个人在一个非常困难的情况下长大。
Or grew up in a very difficult family.
情况不是 family, difficult situation, 不一定 family. 就是在一个人他在从出生到长大都是很困苦在努力的，没有经过到爱。
If a person grew up struggling and have a lot of difficulties in his life and never experienced love,
这个人可能将来很成功。
This person can be very successful,
也很能干。
And very capable,
但是没有爱。
But no love,
非常难相处。
Very hard to work with, deal with.
我不需要讲他们的名字。
I don't need to tell you their names.
在矽谷很多成功一大堆都是这样的人。
A lot of successful people in Silicon Valley are like this.
所以爱很重要。
So love is very important.
经历神的恩典非常重要。
Very important to experience God's grace.
如果你没有经历神的恩典，
If you haven't experienced God's grace,
你对人就不会有恩典。
You will not be able to be gracious to others.
你看什么事情都看负面的。
You will always look at the negative side of things.
因为你里面有黑暗。
Because you have darkness inside you.
那个黑暗就是你没有经历过恩典。
In the darkness, they have never experienced grace.
我跟你讲好消息。
Let me give you a new, share with you a good news.
今天早上我的题目不但是恩典而已。
This morning, my message is not only about grace.
是奇异恩典。
It's amazing grace.
你们有多少人知道这个奇异恩典昨天刚刚发生的举手
？Do you know this amazing grace just happened yesterday?
我讲故事给你们听。
Let me share with you a story.
这故事跟你们每一个人都有关系。
It's all relevant to each one of you.
昨天有多少人来参加我们 open house 的
？How many people? How many of you came to our open house yesterday?
昨天有多少人参加 open house 都待到最后的举手
？Who stayed till the end?
来到三点半、四点的举手。
If you stay till
那些人都看到奇异恩典了。我们的英文部弟兄姊妹们
Our English brothers and sisters,
他们非常爱耶稣
They love Jesus very much
这段要好好翻、啊、他们非常爱耶稣
They love Jesus very much
他们也很爱我们的社区
And they love our community
他们就非常的兴奋
So they were very excited
他们就计划再计划
They plan and plan and plan
开会再开会
They had meetings and planning meetings
好多会
Many planning meetings
终于最后
Finally,
we're going
to reach the community.
就选了11月17号。
So they chose November 17th.
一切都准备了。
Everything is prepared.
就是有一件事情。
It's only one thing.
搞不定。
It's not predictable.
就是天气啊。
And that's the weather.
我们大家就想，哇，这个上个礼拜一、礼拜二天气好得很呢。
We say, "Wow, Monday and Tuesday, the weather was great."
但是没想到
，I never thought
天气预报
that the weather forecast
从礼拜五开始
，starting Friday
到礼拜天
to Sunday
60%的机会要下雨
60% is gonna rain.
所以有一个同工跟我讲
，So one coworker told me,
他说牧师啊
，Pastor，
我们都准备好了。
We prepare everything.
只是有一件搞不定。
But it's one thing we are not sure.
就是天气。
It's the weather.
哎，我一听吓了一跳。
And I was sort of shocked when I heard that.
我说糟糕啊。
Oh, I said, oh no.
这就是漏洞。
This is the crack.
Whatever.
This is the hole.
Leaking hole.
It's a leaking hole.
漏洞。我说这个糟糕。
I said, "Oh no, this is not good."
我说你们有没有代替计划 Plan B 啊
？I said, "Do you have Plan B, a backup plan?"
他说没有哎，牧师。
So we don't, Pastor.
我们通通是靠信心的。
We all go by faith.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
有时候信心跟愚蠢只有一线之隔。
A lot of time, there's only a line between faith and
foolishness. 我看你这个大概是在 foolishness 的 category.
I think maybe this is in the foolishness category.
我说一定要 plan B.
We need to have plan B.
哎呀，我到了礼拜四再问说有没有 plan B， 他说还没有。
So on Thursday I said, do you have plan B? Yes, and plan B, yes, and we, no, we don't.
我就很紧张了。
So I got stressed out.
所以我就赶快打电话说要开会啊。
I called them on the phone, say, you got to have a meeting.
因为我祷告的结果是一定会下雨。
Because after I pray, I say, it's going to rain.
至于什么时候停不知道。
I don't know when it's going to stop.
所以我们就开会。
So, they had a meeting.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们有 plan B.
We have plan B.
我们有 plan A.
And we have plan A.
我们两个 plan 都有。
We have both plans.
如果不下雨。
If it doesn't rain.
Plan A.
Plan A.
下雨。
If it rains.
Plan B.
Plan B.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
上帝还有一个 plan.
God has another plan.
Plan C.
Plan C.
你们知道是什么 plan 吗？
You know what's that plan?
又下雨又不下雨。
The plan C, it rained and it didn't rain.
哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
我们在礼拜五的晚上
，on Friday night，
我们在这里有聚会。
So the Mandarin group had a prayer meeting here.
我们有这个门徒训练。
We have discipleship.
我们特别讲到要谦卑。
And we talk about being humble.
要顺服神的掌权。
We need to submit to God's lordship.
我们就祷告了。
So we prayed.
说上帝啊，你要下雨就下吧。
Say, God, if you want to rain, let it rain.
我们顺服你的掌权。
We submit to your sovereignty.
哎，可是我在祷告的时候。
But when I was praying,
神给我灵感。
God gave me a thought, an inspiration.
那些开始反应的，下一次就是你翻译啊。很好啊，我们很多人能翻译啊。乔斯，你下次翻译啊。
乔斯， you are the next translator.
我突然里面有一个感受。
So I have a thought in my heart.
我觉得神在对我说。
I think I feel like God is telling me.
你就求我。
So just ask for it.
你顺服我的掌权，你就求我。
If you submit to my sovereignty, just ask me.
我现在分享这非常重要。
And what I'm going to share is very important.
因为这个对我们每一个人都是刚刚经历的事情。
Because we just experienced this.
就是要认识神做事的法则。
We need to understand how God works.
神让我想到什么呢？
What did God, God help me to think of one thing.
他说你看我带以色列人的时候。
Did you see how when I led the Israelites?
白天就有云柱。
In the daytime there's a pillar of cloud.
晚上有火柱。
And in the night there's pillar of fire.
那只有以色列人看得到。
And only the Israelites can see that.
只有在以色列的那个营地他们看得到。
Only where the Israelites were, they can see it.
我突然有一个灵感。
So I suddenly have an inspiration.
说上帝啊，太好了。
I said, God, that's great.
我祷告。
I'm going to pray.
明天十二点到三点不下雨，最起码。
I said, God, it's not going to rain between 12 and 3.
最好十一点就开始不要下。
Even better, starting 11, no rain.
不但这样子。
Not only that.
就在我们这个校园的上空那边不下。
Just only it doesn't rain about, in our, on our campus.
不但不下雨。
Not only it doesn't rain.
还要出太阳。
And there's gonna be the sun's gonna come out.
结果怎么样啊？
And what's the result?
昨天结果怎么样啊？
What's the
result? 我有做记录哦。
I did.
十二点五十的时候。
At 12:50.
我看真的没有雨了。
No rain.
我们都在外面吃饭的，是不是啊？
We were eating outside.
Amen.
Amen.
哎，要赞美啊！
We need to praise the Lord. Thank
you. 更多的神迹要来，你们相不相信啊？
More miracles is coming.
相信的说阿门。包含你的困难。有多少人缺钱的举手？
How many people lack money?
他举得最快，破马上就举，他都没有反应就全钱要来了。
Money is coming.
台湾有一个连续剧。
In Taiwan there is a soap opera.
叫做钱来了。
It says money came.
真的。
Really?
钱来，那连续剧是钱来了。
No, the soap opera, the name is called Money is Coming.
你要听中文才精彩，那听英文 money coming 翻不出来那个味道。
English translation cannot retranslate.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
神很恩待我们呢、啊。
God was very gracious to us.
Amen.
Amen.
我们有 plan B.
We have plan B.
上帝有 plan C.
God has plan C.
他也让他下雨。
He wanted rain.
到了适当时候雨就停了。
And until certain time he let stop.
然后我们所有的 game 在外面是不是都在多 outdoor 啊
？So we have the games outdoor.
昨天晚上。
And the sunshine.
昨天晚上。
Last night.
几点以后啊
？How many? What time after?
下大雨啊。
Starting at 5 p.m. and later there was heavy rain.
你可不可以想象，如果十二点到三点下那样的雨，谁来啊
？Can you imagine it rain like that between 12 and 3? Who's going to come?
神是不是怜悯我们呢
？Isn't God gracious to us?
这叫做奇异恩典。大家说阿门。
This is called amazing grace.
这就是今天的信息。
This is today's message.
神要我们学会。
God wants us to learn.
千万不要说，哎呀，我就是 good luck， 刚好碰到。你这样讲就是 insult God.
Insult God when you say, "Oh, it's good luck."
我们是不是这样问神呢？
We need to consult God.
而且礼拜五晚上我这样讲一讲，有另外两个人跟我完全一样的感受。
So Friday night when I say that, two other brothers and sisters has the same receive the same thing from the Lord.
而且我昨天非常感恩呢。
And yes, I was very thankful.
因为这边太阳真的是晴朗啊。
So it was very clear sunny day.
就在我们这上面，然后对面的山上面全部是黑的。
But on the hill there was dark clouds, and that side dark clouds.
真的就是只有这边是 open 的。
Just over here is sunny.
你们有多少人要感谢神呢
？How many people want to thank God?
站起来祷告好不好
？Let's pray. Stand on him and thank
the Lord. 我们感谢神，为这时间感谢，为你生命的困难感，立刻开始祷告。
Okay, right now, give thanks to.
不要把这个当一个信息而已，你要为你自己人生图。
Give thanks right now.
Hallelujah, 我们赞美你，主，我们赞美你 ，Hallelujah。哇，你是又真又活的神，你怜悯我们，我们不配，你就给我们，这就是奇异恩典。哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，赞美主。请坐。
Please be seated.
我觉得我们不该得这个。
I feel we don't deserve this.
因为昨天可能有些地方很需要下雨。
Maybe because some parts of the Some parts of the land we needs the water.
我是觉得上帝很难做。
I guess it's hard to be God.
有人祷告希望不要下雨。
Some people pray hope it will not rain.
有人祷告要希望下大雨。
And some people are praying that there will be big rain.
神给我们 ，Amen.
But God gave us what we desire.
Amen.
Amen.
这就是恩典。
This is grace.
恩典还有第二个意思。
And the second meaning of grace is
靠着神的大能所成就的大事。
According to God's, with God's almighty power, we can accomplish great things.
我们每一个人都有局限性 limitation.
We all have limitations.
这是我的学习。
This is my learning.
我活到40岁的时候。
When I reach 40 years old.
我现在不告诉你我几岁。
I don't tell you how old I am now.
知道的人请不要讲。
And if you know what age I am, don't tell it.
我有一个很深的体验。I have very profound.Understanding about life. 就是我觉得什么事情都有它的局限性。
So everything, there's a limitation to it.
就是什么事情都有两面。
To everything, there's two sides of the coin.
我们很难完全。
It's hard for us to be perfect.
我邀请你们想一件事情。
I want to invite you to think about one thing.
每个人闭上眼睛。
Close your eyes.
你想想看。
Think about...
你觉得你这个人最大的优点是什么
？What is your greatest strength？
啊，不用讲。
You don't just say it. Just think about what is your greatest strength.
然后再想一想。
And then think.
你这个人最需要改进的是什么
？And what are the things that you need to improve the most？
再想一想。
And think.
你这个最大的优点跟你最需要改进的是不是都有关系
？And is your strength related to your weakness？
Amen.
Amen.
这就是人的局限性。
And that's a person's limitation.
一个非常自由奔放的人。
A person who is very carefree.
他可以有很多的创造力。
She can, that person can have a lot of creativity.
但是他也不太会有组织。
But that person is not very organized.
所以可能就一塌糊涂。
So everything is probably pretty messy.
但是他觉得是非常自由奔放。
That person may feel like that's very free, flowing living.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我们每一个人有很多的局限性。
So, every one of us have a lot of limitations.
我到了四十岁，我特别体会这个。
So when I reached 40, I really understood this.
让神让我看见。
So the Lord helped me to see.
说我有恩典。
I have grace.
我可以突破每一个人的局限性。
God says I can break through every person's limitations.
Amen.
Amen.
你想想你的那个你的缺点你的软弱你的没办法突破的那部分。
Think about the part that you're weak in, that you need breakthrough.
上帝能帮助你。
God can help you.
成就 伟大的事，还是
to accomplish great things.
你信不信？
Do you believe that?
那叫做恩典。
That is called grace.
我举例给你听。
Let me give you an example.
亚伯拉罕在100岁的时候，
When Abraham was 100 years old,
他的太太莎拉大概也80几岁的时候，
And his wife was in his 80s.
他们就生了一个儿子。
They gave a birth to a son.
这是神给他的。
The son was given by God.
应许了二十几年。
It has been promised over 20 years.
这就是靠着神的大能所成就的大事。
And that is according to by God's almighty power accomplish great things.
Amen.
Amen.
100岁的男人跟80几岁的女人怎么能生出一个健康宝宝来呢？
How can a 100 years old man and an 80 year old woman give birth to a healthy baby?
这个局限性太大了。你们觉得好笑的就笑好吗？
As if you think it's funny, do laugh.
Right? 怎么可能呢?
How can it be?
诶,真的就生出来了。
And they did have a baby.
就是现在以色列人的祖先呢。
And that's the ancestor of Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
再讲另外一个。
Give you another example.
摩西带了多少人离开埃及啊?
How many Israelites did Moses lead them out of Egypt?
100万。
1 million.
连小孩妇女在内
including a woman and children
他们一离开那个埃及没多久
shortly after they left Israel, Egypt
法老的心就改变了
Pharaoh's heart was changed
他说这些所有免费劳工一下都没了我们谁帮我们干活
so we just lost free labor what are we going to do
所以法老就立刻派他的特种部队去追他们
so the Pharaoh sent his troops to chase after them
right 然后摩西带了100万人前面有什么红海
and Moses led the 1 million people in front of them was the Red Sea
然后后面呢
and in the back of them
是埃及的特种部队
and it's the Egypt's special troop running after them
如果你是摩西你觉得怎么样
if you're Moses how would you feel
有多少人那时候会感谢赞美的
how many of you will be praising God and thank God at that time
Patrick 可以做摩西啊
Patrick can be Moses
我相信摩西很困难
I feel that Moses felt very difficult.
我相信摩西那时候祷告很迫切。
I'm sure Moses sent up desperate prayers.
请问后来结果是怎么样
？And what's the result?
问你结果怎么样？所有的以色列人都淹死了。
So the Israelites were drowned.
什么后面的？
The Pharaoh's armies of troops got drowned.
现在来一个 Bible content quiz.
We're going to have a Bible content quiz.
请问上帝要摩西怎么做？
Ask what did God want Moses to do?
认为把杖打水的举手。
If you think to use the rod to hit the water, raise your hand.
认为根本没有用杖的举手。
How about no? You do it without rod.
认为第三个是什么的？前面两个都错的。
Okay, the first two are wrong.
神要他怎么样？掌举起来，
okay,
然后呢？
Raise the rod,
他就举了杖，结果发生什么事
？And what happened when he raised the staff?
怎么分开的
？The Red Sea got divided, it split.
对，我知道，但是那个水为什么会分开？你再仔细看圣经。
How come the water divided?
哎，什么风啊？
Strong wind came and blow.
回去好好看圣经。我们都是大概可能也许是，要很精确。上帝要摩西举杖。
God want Moses to raise the staff.
上帝就兴起东边来的风。
So God caused the east wind to come.
就把那个红海的水就分开了。
And then divide the Red Sea.
就有干地出来。
And create a dry path.
摩西就带了100万的以色列人就走过去了。
So Moses led 1 million people walk through the Red Sea.
当他们走到一半的时候
，When they come to the middle of the Red Sea，
后面的埃及的追兵就下来了。
So the armies of Pharaoh just start coming down.
有没有追上
？Did they catch them？
没有。
No.
当他们一上到岸的时候
，Once the Israelites got on shore，
结果呢
？What happened？
这是不是 Amazing Grace 啊
？Is that Amazing Grace?
Amen.
Amen.
你需不需要这样的经历啊
？Do you need this type of experience?
你们知不知道牧师经历过
？Do you know pastor has experienced that?
刚刚经历过。
I just went through that.
不是红海。
It's not the Red Sea.
是找 building.
It's searching for a new building.
到了七月还不知道去哪里聚会啊
we came to July, we're still on the way to meet.
其实到了八月都不知道去哪里聚会。
Even come to August, we're still on the way to meet.
那边的 lease 是什么时候完呢？
When is the lease up at the other place?
9月30号啊。
September 30th.
到八月七号都还不知道啊。
August 7th, we still don't have a place to go.
八月八号也不知道啊。
August 8th, we don't have a place to go.
到了八月十四号才勉强凭信心知道大概也许可能在这里。
Not until August 14th, we think we might be able to get this place.
请问你们今天坐在哪里啊？
May I ask, where are you sitting here today?
1615 Carlson Boulevard.
You are in 1615 Carlson Boulevard.
六个月前根本不敢想象。
Six months ago, we could never imagine.
Hallelujah,
this,
赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
这叫做 amazing grace.
This is called amazing grace.
这就是靠着神所赐的大能，靠着神的大能所成就的事。
And this is by God's mighty power.
有多少人得到鼓励的举手？
How many people are encouraged? Raise your hand.
你不要再犹疑了。
Do not doubt anymore.
我今天下面要讲的。
The following I want to share.
我们要数算神的恩典。
We need to count God's blessing.
我们要在这个感恩节。
We need to during this Thanksgiving holiday.
不管你去哪里。
No matter where you go.
我要强调你要多感恩。
I want you to be thankful.
我知道很多人要去旅行。
I know many of you are going to travel.
你跟你的家人在一起。
You're going to be with your family.
非常好。
Very good.
你就把我今天早上你听到我的就跟他们分享。
You just share with them what I share with you today.
特别讲到我们那个出太阳的事情。
Especially share with them about the sun came out for us yesterday.
特别讲到我们教会找 building 的事。
Share with them about how we found this place.
当我们这样做。
When we do this.
神的荣耀要越来越多。
God's glory is going to increase.
Amen.
Amen.
我请问你们当中有多少人面对非常大的困难需要很快要突破，最好两个礼拜内就要突破的。
How many people need breakthrough within 2 weeks? Raise your hand.
就两个、三个、四个，好好的听下面讲的。
You need to listen to the following, closely.
你就是要做一个感恩的人。
You need to be a thankful person.
今天在所有的神的百姓中有一个最大的罪。
There's a greatest sin among God's people.
就是不感恩。
It's unthankfulness.
我们说阿门好吗？
Then we say amen to that.
我爸爸知道这个。
My father knows this.
所以给我一个名字。
So he gave me the name.
田世恩。
田世恩 understanding God's grace.
一辈子都要认识神的恩典。
All my life I have to learn that.
我爸爸真是先知啊。
My father is a prophet.
因为他知道我常常不感恩啊。
Because he knows I'm not thankful often.
所以要给我一个名字。
So he needs to give me a name.
什么时候不感恩的时候，去想想你的名字。
So when you're not thankful, pay attention. I mean, look at your name.
我们现在来念诗篇一百零三篇。
Let's read Psalm 103.
第八节到十四节。
Verse 8 to 14.
我们一起念好吗？
不
用站起来。
Let's read together.
我们从心里来念，我们看看这是不是神的特色，这是不是神的本性，好不好
？Let's read from our heart. Is this God's heart? God's nature.
耶和华。有怜悯有恩典不轻易发怒且有丰盛的慈爱他不长久责备也不永远怀怒他没有按我们的罪过待我们也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们天离地何等的高他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大东离西有多远他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远父亲怎样连续他的儿女耶和华也怎样延续敬畏他的人因为他知道我们的本体思念我们不过是尘土这边神这边诗人特别讲到神的属性
Here the psalmist describe God's attributes
这什么叫做属性呢
What are God's attributes
不是什么是 attribute
What is
就是神的本质是什么
What is God's nature
这个非常的重要
This is very important
我们为什么感恩呢
Why we need to be thankful?
因为神是一个蛮有怜悯慈爱的神。
Because God is a very compassionate, gracious person.
他说他不轻易发怒。
He's slow to anger.
且有丰盛的慈爱。
Abounding in love.
好不好啊
Isn't that great?
就光为神这样的本质我们就要感恩。
So we need to be thankful for who God is.
如果上帝是一个全能的上帝，然后他一天到晚就发怒，我们惨了。
If God is an all-powerful God and all the time He is angry at us, we will be in trouble.
我看美国每次有一个什么大的风灾来了以后
，I see that whenever U.S. has a disaster,
很多人就讲说啊，这是上帝的审判，神发怒了。
A lot of people will say, oh, it's because God is angry, God is judging.
我觉得不是。
I don't think it is that way.
美国的审判早就已经来到了。
God's judgment upon America already came.
我们现在社会的现象就是神的审判。
The condition of society is God's judgment.
我觉得很多时候的天气很多现象是人破坏自然乱弄一切造成的结果之一。
A lot of time our weather is affected by men's misuse, abuse the environment.
Amen. 神真的要来审判我们啊。
When God is going to judge us,
really want to judge us, 我们根本没办法活下去。
We won't be able to live.
我倒觉得这是一个警告。
I think this is a warning.
Amen.
Amen.
因为神不轻易发怒。
Because God is slow to anger.
但是并不是说他不会发怒。
It doesn't mean that he will not pour out his wrath.
Amen.
Amen.
我们再看一下诗篇第103篇第二节。
Look at Psalm 103 verse 2.
到第五节。
To verse 5.
我们再来看好吗？好。这是我用中文的念，师母用英文。他说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可，我们一起念好不好？不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。还没有，第五节还没打完。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。起码念。
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases.Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
这篇诗人提醒我们最少五件事情我们可以感恩的。
So here the psalmist point out five things we can at least thank God for.
他说我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩典。
The psalmist said, Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
人是不是很容易忘记恩典?
People are very easy to forget God's benefits.
我要在你数算神的恩典之前,
Before you count God's blessings,
我要你数算一下人对你的恩典。
I want to see what are people's
show grace to you.我要你们想一想，闭上眼睛，好吧。
Close your eyes.
你们在人生里面，
in your life,
过去这半年，有谁真的对你有恩典
？So in the last six months, how many people show grace to you?
啊，多少人帮助你
？How many people helped you?
多少人对你有忍耐
？How many people were patient with you?
你可以答应牧师
？Can you promise me?
在未来这礼拜
，in this coming week,
打电话
，call,
写电邮
，write an emails,
或者嘴巴打跟他们讲
or verbally tell them,
说谢谢你
thank you,
amen,
amen.
我们不光只对神感恩
we're not only to give thanks to God,
是不是应该对人感恩
we only also need、
amen.
to give thanks to people.
好，神感恩这边有五件事
there are five things we are to give God thanks.
我一讲完我们就分小组去
and after I finish, we're going to break up into groups to share our thanksgivings.
这五件事他就讲了。第一个，他赦免我们一切的罪。
First of all, he forgave all our sins.
第二，他医治我们一切的疾病。
Secondly, he healed all our diseases.
第三个，他救赎我们的命，脱离死亡。
Thirdly, he redeems our life from the pit.
第四个，他以仁爱慈悲来待我们。
Fourthly, he crowned us with love and compassion.
第五个，他用美物使我们所愿的得以知足。
Fifthly, he satisfies us with good things.
我们现在就分组讨论好吗
？Okay, let's break into groups.
那在讨论里面特别要花时间感恩。
And I want you to spend the time giving thanks.
好，我们现在就分组。
Okay, let's break into small groups.
那些同工就带领小组长，好不好？我们一直到十二点，哦，有长一点。
Okay, we're going to share our Thanksgiving till noon.